With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has reportedly canceled his participation in a meeting scheduled Wednesday with President Biden and Jordan's King Abdullah and Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi in Amman, Jordan. They're discussing the Israel-Hamas war. Abbas was withdrawing to protest a Palestinian claim that an Israeli airstrike on a hospital in Gaza has killed over 500 people. Media reports say Israeli officials stress that Israeli forces do not target hospitals. Republicans rejected Representative Jim Jordan for House Speaker on a first ballot due to 20 holdouts. Senator Tom Cotton says Jordan has always been strong on national defense, including his support for U.S. allies such as Israel.
On all the things that matter to us, whether it's closing our border, cracking down on the illegal immigration crime wave we see, getting inflation under control, getting our debt crisis under control as well.
The second House vote is expected soon. Also at SRNNews.com, shoppers in the U.S. showing resilience despite higher prices.
The Commerce Department says retail sales increased by 0.7% last month as Americans kept spending, even as they contended with higher prices and interest rates. The increase was more than twice what economists had expected. Spending at restaurants was up nearly 1% in September, while spending online rose just over 1%. The spending comes despite attempts by the Federal Reserve to cool spending and hiring. But the robust sales also mean that Fed officials could leave the door open for additional rate hikes. I'm Mike Hempen.
Stocks remain lower. The Dow is down 42 points. The NASDAQ, 56 points in the red. This is SRN News. Are you a resilient Christian?
The Barna Group says to qualify, you have to, one, have accepted Christ as your personal Savior, two, attend church at least monthly and do more than just worship, three, trust in the authority of the Bible, and four, desire to transform the broader society as an outcome of your faith. According to Barna, just 20% of people who identify as Christians meet all four of those criteria. Amongst young Christians, it's just 10%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hindu political leaders in India are trying to garner votes by persecuting Christians. According to International Christian Concern, it's especially bad in Uttar Pradesh, where hundreds of believers have been jailed on trumped-up charges. India officially guarantees religious freedom in the Constitution, but local authorities generally ignore this fact. This is SRN News. A government investigation on autonomous vehicles.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the reports involve automated driving system equipped vehicles encroaching on pedestrians in the roadway or stepping into the roadway. A spokesperson says Cruise's safety record outperforms comparable human drivers, but the company says it will cooperate with the investigation.
Correspondent Rita Foley. Mississippi's largest county no longer using a section of its jail that has plagued with problems that include fights and escapes. In Hinds County, inmates at the Raymond Detention Center have been transferred to the Tallahatchie County Correctional Facility. A special prosecutor is seeking to recharge actor Alec Baldwin with involuntary manslaughter and the actor's fatal shooting of a cinematographer. It happened during filming of a Western movie in New Mexico 2 years ago. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.